Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
So glad you could be with us for this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm Bill McKeever, your host and founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, colleague at MRM. And these past several days, we've been looking at a book produced by a Mormon apologist by the name of Dr. Robert L. Millett. It's titled Modern Mormonism, Myths and Realities. In this book, on page 100, he talks about, he actually complains to a certain extent about Christians who challenged the Mormons' claim to a belief in Jesus. This is what he says on page 100. This is the second paragraph. Dr. Millett says, "The question that more traditional Christians raise repeatedly with me is, do the Latter-day Saints worship a different Jesus? Latter-day Saints accept and endorse the testimony of the New Testament writers. Jesus is the promised Messiah, the resurrection and the life, the light of the world, everything that testifies of his divine birth, his goodness, his transforming power, and his godhood we embrace enthusiastically." Millett goes on to say, "Did early Christians who accepted the Gospel of John worship a different Jesus than those who had for decades relied exclusively on, say, the Gospel of Mark? The fourth Gospel certainly offered more and deeper insight into the power and divinity of Jesus, but is it a different Savior about whom they both write?" Now, let me stop there, Eric, and say, I would say that that would be an argument if we found contradictions between how Jesus is described in the Gospel of Mark and how John describes Jesus in the Gospel of John. And I don't see any of those things. Of course we don't see any contradictions, but this is not what Millett is actually arguing for. He's talking about supplementation. And I think therein lies the area where we need to look a little bit more.
In the next paragraph, he writes, "As I pointed out earlier, supplementation is hardly the same as contradiction. In other words, Latter-day Saints claim to possess the glorious glad tidings of the Bible and also invaluable insight into the work and wisdom of the Master through modern revelation. Are we Christians?" President Gordon B. Hinckley asked on one occasion, quote, "Of course we are Christians. We believe in Christ. We worship Christ. We take upon ourselves in solemn covenant his holy name. The church to which we belong carries his name. He is our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer, through whom came the great atonement with salvation and eternal life." Bill, if I were to read that and not know anything else, these two paragraphs, the one you read and the one I just read, I would have to say, gosh, I mean, it sure sounds like the Jesus that I believe in.
Well, and here again lies the problem. He uses words, Hinckley uses words, Millett uses words that we as Bible-believing Christians all agree and use. However, we're finding out if we look a little bit closer that they define those things very differently than the way we do. One thing that Dr. Millett doesn't bring up, even though he's quoting Gordon B. Hinckley, he actually, because he's not explaining what Hinckley's real views are on this very issue, in the context of why we have concerns, he takes Hinckley out of context. Mm. And people need to understand that it was the same Gordon Hinckley that talks about we worship Christ, you know, we believe in Christ and things like that. And of course, the question is what, Eric? In the paragraph before, it's do the Latter-day Saints worship a different Jesus? Now, this is what Gordon Hinckley said. In 1998, he was recorded in the Church News, published by the Mormon Church, June 20th, 1988, page 7. This is what it said. "In bearing testimony of Jesus Christ, President Hinckley spoke of those outside the church who say Latter-day Saints do not believe in the traditional Christ. No, I don't. The traditional Christ of whom they speak is not the Christ of whom I speak. For the Christ of whom I speak has been revealed in the dispensation of the fullness of times. He, together with his father, appeared to the boy Joseph Smith in the year 1820, and when Joseph left the grove that day, he knew more of the nature of God than all of the learned ministers of the gospel of the ages. What does Hinckley say? Remember the question that Millett said, do we believe in a different Jesus? And what does Hinckley say when asked that very question? When it says that those outside the church who say Latter-day Saints do not believe in the traditional Christ, what does Hinckley say? No, I don't. The traditional Christ of whom they speak is not the Christ of whom I speak. In 2002, speaking in a general conference message, it was called, the title of the message was We Look to Christ. It was found in the Ensign magazine, May 2002, page 90. This is what Hinckley says. As a church, we have critics, many of them. They say we do not believe in the traditional Christ of Christianity. There is some substance to what they say. So Hinckley is admitting that there is a difference. But what was the question that Millett asked in the book? Is it a different Jesus? And then he quotes Hinckley, the very Hinckley who says there is a difference. So he is obviously not telling his readers the whole story here.
Now, would you think that, did he know that Hinckley had said those things a few years previously?
He did.
I mean, it's again, you're laying things out as Millett does. If you're going to lay these things out and make it so that your audience assumes, he's not expecting people to look these things up. He's not expecting people to have a whole lot of background to be able to, especially for the Christians, for the evangelical Christians, to be able to show what we're showing right here.
Well, this goes back to this whole credibility problem. The Mormon Church and its apologists have a problem because they have a history of not telling the whole story. They have a history of being cloudy on when they try to explain their positions. And when folks like us look at what they say and we see there's a problem here, of course, we're the ones that are accused of being mean-spirited and such. But look, we're asking for some clarity here, and we don't see the clarity being given. Now he does admit in his book, in his other books, now if you have to believe in the Trinity to be a Christian, then Mormons would not be Christian. Okay, fine. Then, all right, school's out. It's over. I tend to view that as an important issue, and since that is a part of all the main traditions of Christianity, then we all think that it's a very important issue. But the problem is not all that those many times when we're asking our Mormon friends about this, do we get the clarity that we want? And that becomes an integrity issue for the Mormons. They should be clear with us on these. Now, Hinckley happens to be clear on these two issues, but notice what Millett says about him. You wouldn't think that Hinckley would have said something like that, listening to what Millett wrote in those two paragraphs.
But Bill, if you go back to the writings of so many different people, listen to what Bruce McConkie, Apostle Bruce McConkie, said in Mormon Doctrine on page 269, and virtually all the millions of apostate Christendom have abased themselves before the mythical throne of a mythical Christ whom they vainly suppose to be a spirit essence who is incorporeal, uncreated, immaterial, and three in one with the Father and Holy Spirit. Regardless of how he defines the view of the Christian God, he's showing very clearly, we don't believe that same Jesus. Oh, for the days of Bruce McConkie.
If we believe in the same Jesus, Dr. Millett, then am I to assume, according to what Bruce McConkie has said, that you also believe in a mythical throne of a mythical Christ? I don't think he would say yes to that. But yet that is how our view of Jesus has been described by a Mormon apostle, a person of whom has much more authority on the priesthood chain of command than a BYU professor such as Dr. Millett. Now, not only do we find McConkie making this distinction, as well as Gordon Hinckley, we also find that Bernard P. Brockbank, in a talk that he gave called The Living Christ, which is published in the Ensign magazine, May of 1977, page 26. Now, if this is a May issue of the Ensign magazine, this is a conference edition, because that's what the May issue does. It recaps what was said in conference a month earlier. This is what Bernard P. Brockbank said. It is true that many of the Christian churches worship a different Jesus Christ than is worshipped by the Mormons or the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. This is what I think Mormon apologists need to do when they want to address this issue of whether or not they have a different Jesus. They need to go back and look at all these statements that their leaders have said in public and are recorded and explain, well, what do they mean by that? Okay, if Hinckley doesn't believe in the traditional Christ, but yet all professing Christians believe in a traditional Christ, then obviously they're talking about a different Jesus. It's as simple as that.
Well, and Robert Millett does say in a paper he gave called Joseph Smith's Christology after 200 years in the book Worlds of Joseph Smith, a Bicentennial Conference at the Library of Conference. Page 238. Here's what it says. This is what Bob Millett says. Although we are rejoicing more, in a strict sense, nothing in the Latter-day Saint doctrine of Christ has changed in the last 175 years.
Okay, that would obviously be a reference going back to the beginning of the church.
But in the book, it makes it sound like his Jesus is the same as our Jesus. And yet these other authorities that we're quoting are saying very clearly they're different.
See, again, this is where we've been expounding this all week, how we need to be careful by what we're reading coming from the lips, or the pens, I should say, of Mormon apologists. When I read what Millett has cited, as you said, if that's all we had, that sounds pretty good. But we know that there's more to this than what is being written on these various pages. If a Mormon cannot clearly explain what Mormon leaders have said on this subject, and it sounds like, and it has to be necessarily, it has to be in totality of what they've said,
absolutely,
and then address it,
right,
then don't make that blanket statement that it's not a different Jesus, because they are using that same type of phrase.
It would be disingenuous, I would think, Bill. I mean,
well, and it only adds to the skepticism that many people have about Mormons when it comes to defining their faith. They have caused this problem.
They need to be more straightforward, I would think.
Well, they always talk about misconceptions that are floating out there, but yet they are the ones that seem to be responsible for a lot of these misconceptions. Now, I understand what Hinckley said in that talk. I understand what Bernard P. Brockbank says. I understand what McConkie says. They make it clear. But when Millett takes a statement from Hinckley and doesn't give us the background of other things that he has said, then obviously we're going to get the wrong idea and we're going to have misperceptions.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism.